Woman. French President Emmanuel Macron Sunday hosted a UN-backed international donors conference virtually, in which donors vowed to come to the aid of a beleaguered Lebanon. This following a massive blast at the port of Beirut last week that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. U.S. President Donald Trump, who participated in the conference, called for Lebanon to conduct a full and transparent investigation and expressed his support for protests demanding reform in the country. And the Lebanese army says that hopes have dwindled of finding survivors at the blast site following days of search and rescue operations supported by international experts. The United States Sunday tops 5 million coronavirus cases, according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University. Globally, COVID-19 related deaths have now risen to over 727,000. It's more than 162,000 in the United States now. Brazil has become the only country outside the U.S. with a death toll of at least 100,000. Mexico is now the country with the third largest number of deaths, outpacing hard-hit nations, including the United Kingdom, Italy, France, and Spain. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, has asked the United Nations to extend an international arms embargo on Iran, a move pushed strongly by the United States. The GCC, which is made up of Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, said Sunday that Iran's continued interference in neighboring countries, for example, supplying weapons to terrorists, made an extension request necessary. The arms embargo on Iran is currently set to end October 18th. This is VOA News. U.S. Health and Human Services.